So I have the approach, like I have the introduction first. Then I have a problem definition, where I define, you know, that I was the bottleneck and why you need to opt. Why was I the bottleneck and why you need to opt. And then I have the overview of what we do, and like what the thesis is about actually. So
that isn't that the purpose of the introduction?
This is the introduction chapter.
Okay.
So these are like the subsections in the introduction chapter.
Okay. So subsections, okay, then we have to say that again. So the
okay.
first
so
one.
Okay, so I'm talking about the introduction
chapter
as a whole.
Okay.
So it has like 4 or 5 subsections.
Okay.
So the first subsection is the problem statement.
Okay. So that's a brief thing or?
It's like, I think, half a page or
okay.
something like that.
See,
a little more than half a page.
Some people are really picky. When you say problem statement, it should be one line. Okay, that's
it's more of a problem definition, actually.
Okay.
It's not a thesis statement, it's a problem definition.
Okay.
I'm defining what the problem is. So here I say that I was the bottleneck and why is I the bottleneck because of the linear addressing and the physical addressing and mismatch in body. And our performance needs to be improved and one way is doing the block reorganization, which gets through in the thesis. That's the introduction, I mean, that's the problem part of it.
Okay.
Then I go to our approach, like how we approach it. So I say that first we try a static layout, you know, reorganization with XML as a case study. And then to apply to like current day realistic workloads, we, you know, do the workload analysis part. And then we do the self-managing system which adapts to workloads. So these are the three subsections in the subsection. Let me put it down.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, but
it's
sounding good so far. You can erase all of that. Yeah.
Okay, so this is introduction. Where I do some brief description. And then my 1.1 is the problem.
Problem definition.
Which is the IO bottleneck.
Okay. Okay.
Then this is the the approach or the overview. Where I say the static reorganization. So we begin with the static reorganization to sort of see if it's feasible or not. Right? So this is basically feasibility. And then XML as a case study. Then this is for realistic workloads.
Now, when you say feasibility, that concerns me because...
Exactly, that was my question. Because this has been done before and we know it's...
No, it's not that this has been done before. But
like, you're not...
I mean, do you have to say feasibility at all? You just say static reorganization and we use...
But then why do we do the static reorganization?
It's just that there are some workloads that are very deterministic and actually do not change a whole lot. So for instance, such as XML. And for those kinds of workloads, we use static reorganization.
Okay, then that's fine.
I mean, do not change
over
time.
That was my question.
You can say that there are some workloads which have very specific access patterns over their entire data set. Which is the case with XML, that you go top down or you go through some subtree. And so you can optimize for that.
Okay, then we do the analysis for real workloads and then self-optimizing.
I mean, shouldn't this be part of the 1.2.2? I mean, so when you say real workloads, so it seems like you're talking about two different kinds of workloads in 1.2.1 and 1.2.2. In 1.2.1, you're looking at workloads that exhibit static access patterns, and 1.2.2, that workloads that that can change
so
their access patterns over time. I mean, you may not want to use non-deterministic. It's just that the access patterns change over time.
Dynamic access.
Dynamic access patterns. Static access patterns. Dynamic access patterns. So for the first one you use static reorganization and the second one you use dynamic reorganization.
Okay. Yeah, well then in this case this would be a part of this.
Yeah.
Where
exactly.
if it's dynamic, so it needs to be self optimized.
Correct.
Then I have a section.
This is all introduction.
Right, this is all introduction. So 1.3 is the contribution.
Okay.
So here is just the implementation and quantitative results for these two.
So see, the thing is, beyond, you had to go beyond the results, which is to derive observations from the results.
Okay.
Right. So you had to say what worked, what did not work, what was the.
But then that will be specific to these two things. So.
Yeah, specific to those two things. So you can say in the with the static.
But this
word
is like the contribution of the whole CCs, and then I have the contributions for each of the specific things in their specific chapters.
So you want a more high-level contributions to go in this?
Right. Yeah.
Well, then you'll have to stay at a very sort of abstract hand-waving level, right? And say something like, we found that both static and dynamic reorganization proved to be effective in improving performance of the applications involved, improving storage performance, and so on. And it would have to stay at that level. Maybe you can enrich it somewhat with and see how without going.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the only contribution that I get. Just like one point in the contribution.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see any problem in going into the details. I mean, you don't have to extract all the details, just hit the high level observation bullets.
Okay.
And then within each subsection, you can go into substantially more detail.
Okay.
Right? And you don't have to have contributions in each chapter. You can have a contribution summary in the introduction if you want to put it there.
Okay.
That can be a small one, and it can maybe in a different contribution section itself, you can have a more elaborate one.
Okay.
Or you can put it in the conclusion. Yeah, I mean, all those sort of reorganization decisions are flexible, right? And you can organize it whichever way you want.
Okay.
Don't think that you have to produce a contribution statement in each chapter. No such requirement.
Okay. Well, then I guess the contribution I could divide it into subsections, one for the static and the other for dynamic, and then some higher level statement saying that depending on the workload.
Yeah, and you can, for instance, talk about things that do not really work with static workloads. For instance, if the query access pattern is mostly non-deep focused.
But that is for only the tree structured data.
Yeah, the tree structured data for XML. I'm talking about the static reorganization contribution.
Right, but we can generalize it to static reorganization for any tree structured access. Well, access patterns, yeah, but.
Yeah, but you can sort of derive some more generic observations and say that this is a tree structured data. We found two different kinds of access patterns which probably apply to other tree structured data. And we found about two classes of access patterns, deep focused and non-deep focused. And with the reorganization that we proposed, you can, for a workload that's mostly non-deep focused, our reorganization actually helps performance substantially. For a deep focused, it doesn't help.
Yeah.
So one of the observations here is that the static reorganization has to be really carefully designed based on the actual access patterns, which is more dominant. Is it the non-defocused access behavior dominant or the defocused access behavior dominant? And based on that, you need to set up the static layouts.
Okay.
So it is perfectly okay if you don't have a great solution for each of these problems. You can make observations.
Right, yeah, of course. That you're drawing some conclusions, right?
Yeah.
Can begin from. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, that seems like a reasonable introduction to me, and it's a fairly good. Also, there is a summary of the thesis there as well.
Yeah.
So then, how is the rest of the thesis organized?
Okay, after this is like the overview of the thesis, like a roadmap of what chapter does what. Then, because of my earlier 1.2, I had like three subsections there, right? So I had three chapters, one for XML, one for the workload access patterns, and one for work. But I think I'll make it into two chapters, one for static reorganization and one for dynamic reorganization then. Combine the two there. And then there's the conclusion and future work. There are like four chapters.
Okay, so each of these chapters, then the second and third will be fairly large, right?
Yes.
Because you have to put in all the details of the various design and evaluation and so on. Have you thought about organizing it in a different way? So your chapters
well, one,
are not so
the
bad.
Other thing I was thinking was like combining the the detail of the approach for chapters together, and then the related work as a different section, and the results of a different section, and so on.
That's going to be hard, right?
But that was hard to read because, I mean, even
the
readability
was. I think
it's
fine. I mean, it's fine the way you've thought it up so far. I mean, sometimes it really cannot be helped that each chapter or some of the chapters are directly reflections of the paper.
Right. Yeah. Because it's hard to divide them into different chapters as well because it's all one topic together.
I mean, my advisor used to say, don't just put all the papers together and you have a thesis. But I wouldn't recommend that myself. So, you know, you do need to have some sort of overview, which you have a good one. I mean, that's the least. And then you have a summary, you need to have that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and then if you want to put the papers in between, that's fine. Okay, so
there's only like four chapters, but that's okay, I guess, right? I mean, there are no limitations in the chapters.
Yeah, there are no limitations.
You were saying something?
No, I was going to say that when do you didn't. I don't know if you answered my question about when do you need to send this and when do you.
So I have to submit the D5 and the thesis announcement, which is the abstract and everything, and this form. My Monday to a graduate school.
Oh, by the way, Kaushik didn't come.
He didn't come. Yeah, I know. I'll get a signature on Monday.
Yeah.
So I have to submit all this information to the graduate school on Monday.
This Monday?
Yeah. But I just have to give them like a thesis draft. It doesn't have to be the whole thesis.
Okay. But you need to give something to your committee members. Which has to be reasonable.
Right. So I think I'm going to give them, I'll send you this draft tomorrow.
Okay.
And then you can take a look at it, and then I can give it to them with all the rate experiments, but the sensitivity to the different number of disks, because I don't think I'll have the results for it.
Different number of disks?
Yes.
Okay.
For RAID.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if I'll have all the experiments or even if I'll be able to put it by Monday. So that's the plan, and then I guess I can add it because it's just like an initial draft. What do you think?
When do you want to give this to your committee members?
Monday.
Monday?
So Vagelis is coming on Tuesday, but the others on Monday. If you said you wanted it by tomorrow, so because he's traveling next week.
Okay, so you're going to send something to him tomorrow?
I'll send something to you tomorrow morning if you have the time.
Tomorrow is really bad for me.
That's fine. I'll send him a draft and say it's like an unpolished version. I'll send him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow is really bad. I'm busy until 2 p.m. at least. Then after that, I may have time. So send it over, but I probably will not respond to you until later in the day. In evening or something.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can take your time. I guess it's only the introduction that you have to go through. That's only a few pages.
Yeah. Also, I'm traveling on Tuesday, so I won't be here.
On Tuesday.
Yeah. But I guess I've been here on Mondays. But since you have the form, perhaps I can sign it.
Okay.
So what is this about?
This is that you have seen, you're satisfied with the CCs and you've seen it and the...
So this is one copy of okay, yeah, I can sign it in good faith, no problem. Whose pen is this?
You have to sign the final form, so even if you're not satisfied,
No, I mean, I'm supposed to read, you know, look at the thesis at least before signing this, but that's fine. Okay, I'm going to just read.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess you're going to get the signatures from other people?
Yeah.
I don't see Iri's name on it. Oh,
okay.
So
yeah. But I'll get the signatures on Monday.
How do you get Iri's signature?
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. And the government's coming on Tuesday, so I cannot get a signature before that.
Alright.
Okay, so I'll send you something tomorrow morning.
Alright, should I send you this or do you think it's not important?
No.